I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors.
Welcome to the October 3rd, 2024 episode of Free Pod. We are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
We want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the Free Pod website at freepod.org. If you don't have a pencil handy during the newscast. Now, let's get started on the local news you've been missing.
On Wednesday, September 25th, officers of the Freeport Police Department responded to shots fired in the 900 block of South Carroll Avenue, where it was discovered that three individuals had been struck by gunfire. In responding to the incident, which is still under investigation, Mayor Jody Miller said, "It's incredibly frustrating and overwhelmingly disheartening for the neighborhood, as we never want anyone to have to live in fear." City Manager Rob Boyer echoed the mayor's comments, saying that the city's police continue their efforts every day to make sure our streets are safe and that community members shouldn't be fearful of speaking out against crime in their neighborhoods as they work to get crime off our streets. If you see or know something, don't hesitate to call the Freeport Police Department at 815-235-8222. Stateline Area Crime Stoppers at 866-TIPS-NOW or text TIP-411.
FreePod is working to get you the information you want about candidates for local office in the upcoming November election. We have developed five questions that we believe can quickly summarize candidates' positions on topics of importance. And while we could conduct in-person interviews with all of them, that is not logistically possible for FreePod. So we have sent the questions by email to all local candidates in contested races. Their responses have a word limit, ensuring that their answers are succinct and to the point. The questions are, if elected, what is the most important issue you would be working to address? Why should this issue be important to voters? Why would you be a good person to address this issue? Who would you solicit to help you in your efforts? What steps would you take or recommend be taken to tackle this issue? What is one thing that voters may not know about you that you'd like them to know? Responses are expected later this week, and as soon as possible, we'll post all that we receive on our website in a side-by-side comparison format so that voters can readily compare them. WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb will also include this information on their website at northernpublicradio.org.
Have you wondered what's going on with the street work? Well, Adams Avenue is getting its first layer of pavement, and final paving will be announced soon. Projects on State Avenue, South Chicago Avenue, and West Iroquois Street are wrapping up this week. Remaining streets for final reconstruction in 2024 include Oak Avenue, Coates Street, Dirk Drive, Quail Ridge Drive, Sioux Drive, Yellowstone Court, Clinton Place and Street, Locust Avenue, and Salem Court. As of September 4th, the city had laid nearly 9,000 tons of new pavement. For more information and updates on progress, visit the city website at cityoffreeport.org or the city's Facebook page. Do you want to keep up to date on road closures and other important city emergency information, such as weather warnings, boil order advisories, and criminal activities? Then sign up for Code Red. You can register for this free service at the city website or by texting Freeport Alerts, all one word, to 9941.
Steady progress continues in the Freeport Art Museum Block 62 project to renovate the 100-year-old former Kuntz Brothers building at 22 East Exchange in downtown Freeport as the new location for the Freeport Art Museum. Built in 1924 by prominent businessman Frederick Smith, significant original architectural features are being preserved, and the over 14,000 square foot historic building offers many exciting spaces for exhibits, a classroom, administrative offices, and storage. The $3.3 million goal has seen $1.6 million realized to date, allowing completion of the first phase that called for interior demolition and removal of all the hoist and lifts used in automobile repairs. The next phase is now well underway with the installation of museum-mandated UV glass windows, masonry work completed to tuck point window openings, and construction of new lintels. Next will come work to the interior to renovate the stairway and install an elevator. An exciting feature that harkens to the building's original purpose will be functioning glass garage doors. Architect Scott Winter of Winter Construction designed the project and is overseeing the construction. Freeport Art Museum Executive Director Jessica Modica is serving as the driving force to get all the details just right, and as well as leading the fundraising to connect this Block 62 project with the Arts Plaza. If you are interested in making a donation or learning more about this project, visit the museum's website at freeportartmuseum.com or call 815-235-9755.
If you've driven through Stevenson County, you probably noticed the many solar arrays that have popped up on farmlands, as well as on commercial and residential buildings. According to 2023 data from the Illinois Power Agency and the U.S. Energy Information Agency, Stevenson County ranks fourth in Illinois for kilowatt capacity already online, behind just Cook County and two southeastern Illinois counties. When planned facilities are completed, Stevenson County will rank second only to Cook County for total kilowatt capacity. A recent New York Times article reported that in 2023, the world installed 444 gigawatts of new solar photovoltaic capacity. Although solar power still provides just under 6% of global electricity, its share has nearly quadrupled since 2018, an exponential curve that is expected to continue for some time. With the passage of the Climate Equity Jobs Act in 2021, Illinois has positioned itself to produce 40% renewable energy by 2030 and 50% renewable energy by 2040. The state has become one of the national leaders in committing to green energy, and Stevenson County is doing its part. Visit ilsolarmap.com for an interactive map of the solar installations throughout Illinois, which allows you to explore solar projects by census tract, place, county, and state congressional districts, as well as by category of project.
A Highland Community College production of Eurydice opens this weekend at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center at the college. The play reimagines the classic myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, not through Orpheus's infamous pilgrimage to retrieve his bride, but through the eyes of its heroine. Dying too young on her wedding day, Eurydice must journey to the underworld, where she reunites with her father and struggles to remember her lost love. The script is written by Sarah Rule, and the play is directed by Carly Morton. Performances are at 7 o'clock p.m. this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, and 3 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, October 6th. Ticket prices range from $5 to $12.
I had shingles a few years ago, and I hope you never get it. If you've been exposed to chickenpox, the virus stays in your body for the rest of your life. And the painful rash, nerve pain, and malaise that characterize shingles is actually due to a reactivation of the chickenpox virus along nerve trunks. Luckily, there is a very effective vaccine. It doesn't guarantee that you won't get shingles, but it will likely reduce the course and severity of the disease if you do. The vaccine is approved and recommended for people age 50 and older, whether they've had shingles or not, although only about one-third of adults over 50 have actually received the vaccine. The cost is covered by most health insurance plans.
As an early winter update, in order to aid street crews in plowing efforts, the Freeport City Council has approved a parking system requiring all vehicles to be parked on a specific side of the street only when there is at least half an inch of snow. This new system, which is in effect from November 1st to March 31st, helps in multiple ways. First, residents will no longer need to rely on posts by the city for parking instructions. Second, plowing will take less time and allow neighborhoods to see clear streets sooner. And third, snow plows will drive more safely down narrow streets to help avoid unnecessary accidents with other vehicles. More information will be coming closer to the first anticipated snowfall.
Now is the time to divide or move perennial plants. Do you have perennials in your landscape that are getting too large for their homes? Here are some tips for successful division and transplanting of perennial plants. First, make sure the ground is moist to make digging easier and reduce stress on the plant. Then, dig out the entire clump. For most plants, use a spade to dig down at least 7 inches to get most of the root ball. Once out of the ground, discard weak or dead sections of the plant. Once all the debris is removed, separate the clump into 3 to 5 pieces with a sharp knife or spade edge. It's best to leave 3 to 5 growing points in every clump. If separating peonies, they need at least 3 growing points, called eyes, to ensure flowering the next season. Immediately plant one clump back into the existing spot if you want to maintain some of it in the same place. Clumps planted elsewhere should go into holes twice as wide as the clump. Add organic matter as needed for extra plant nutrition. Trim back any foliage to 6 inches from the ground to reduce transpiration and transplant shock. And then finally, mulch with 2 to 4 inches of organic wood mulch. Fall is also a great time to plant trees and shrubs due to cooler air temperatures and warm soil temperatures. The roots of trees and shrubs will grow anytime soil temperatures are above 40 degrees, which generally continues in this area until sometime in November. If you have other fall gardening questions, the Master Gardener Helpline is still open and can be reached at 815-235-4125.
During Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, Voices of Stevenson County is hosting a community presentation titled DV 101 from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, October 8th at the Freeport Public Library to provide information for survivors or those experiencing domestic or sexual violence, as well as their families and support systems. On Wednesday, October 16th, Voices is also hosting an interactive drop-in event at the library called In Their Shoes. Anytime between 1 o'clock and 4:30 p.m., attendees can experience decisions domestic and sexual violence survivors must make. A series of lunch and learn programs at local restaurants are also planned throughout the month. For more information, contact Voices at 815-235-9421. Also, don't forget that the deadline for registration for the Voices Pickleball Tournament is coming up this Saturday, October 5th, Nick Namio. The Round Robin Fundraising Tournament is open to players of all skill levels and kicks off with the Pickleball Basic Session at 8 a.m. with play beginning at 10 a.m. Cost is $30 a player. The tournament will be held on Saturday, October 9th at the Crape Park Pickleball Courts in Freeport, and registration can be done via a QR code on the Voices Facebook page.
Come and celebrate the fall apple season by learning more about this wonderful local fruit. Join the University of Illinois Extension's Local Foods and Small Farms Educator, Grant McCarthy, for the Growing Great Apples program at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th at the Freeport Public Library. In this presentation, you'll learn about general production of apples, new and unique varieties, rootstocks, seasonal issues encountered in 2024, insect challenges, harvesting, and preparing your trees for winter. The program is for both those currently growing apples or people wanting to add trees for a small orchard, as well as for those just interested in learning more about apple production in Northern Illinois. There's no charge, but registration is required. Call the University of Illinois Extension at 815-235-4125 or go online at extension.illinois.edu/JSW.
Don't forget the Oakdale Fall Festival and Autumn Leaf Run this Saturday, October 5th, from noon to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Oakdale Nature Preserve Park off Baileyville Road, just south of Freeport. The festival will feature wagon rides, a scavenger hunt, guided nature walks, live music, pumpkin painting, a hay maze, and fall treats. Most of these family-friendly activities are free. If you want to participate in the Autumn Leaf Run on Saturday morning, you can still register from 7 o'clock to 8:30 a.m. with the race beginning at 9. The 5K trail for this run winds through wide tree-lined trails, moderate hills, prairie areas, bridge crossings, and several single-track trail sections. The start and finish lines are in close proximity, and the race will be timed using a chip timing system. All proceeds go to the Freeport Parks Foundation for upcoming projects at Oakdale Nature Preserve. The weather looks wonderful for Saturday, so we hope you can enjoy Oakdale that afternoon.
The registration deadline is coming up for the Thrive Nonprofit Leadership Symposium, which is being held on Friday, October 11th at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. This full-day event is designed for nonprofit leadership, including CEOs, executive directors, assistant directors, board members, and even aspiring nonprofit leadership. The $50 registration for the forum includes lunch and snacks for the all-day event, and it is due tomorrow, October 4th. Go to ninastrong.org/thrive or call the Foundation for Northwest Illinois at 815-801-3035.
Also remember that the Chainlink Cyclist Group is still holding bike rides every Saturday morning, and this cooler weather is a great time to get out and enjoy a ride with them. They depart from PHK Bicycles at 205 North Adams Avenue at 8 o'clock a.m. for a 24-mile ride out to Dakota and back at a pace of 12 to 16 miles per hour. Woo! The ride is all on paved roads with an alternate route available on gravel for the last 5 miles.
Next week is homecoming week for Freeport High School, beginning with the homecoming parade the afternoon of Wednesday, October 9th, from Benson Boulevard down Empire Street to Freeport High School. We'll have more details on the game and other homecoming events next week.
For a more comprehensive listing on many more fun events and activities throughout Stevenson County, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events.
We're happy to share that next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will feature FreePod host Alan Wenzel speaking with FHN CEO Mark Gridley about the region's largest healthcare organization. This conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, October 8th.
With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod.
If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org.
I'm Becky Connors, here with
Tim Connors.
And we hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.